Krishna.
Well, and the whole, world is Krishna's also. So thank you very much for your enthusiastic and almost on time, timely participation. Most of you were here by 6:30, and do not think that this Kirtan part is not part of Bhagavatam. It is very much part of Bhagavatam. The essence of Bhagavatam is singing. That's the very last verse of Bhagavatam, 18,000th verse talks of is Harinam. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Vinashanam. This is the last statement of Bhagavatam. And then 12th canto finish. Nama Sankirtanam Yasya is how it's concluded. So Nama Sankirtan is towards the end. Sukadev Goswami, now King Parikshit, this must be his last day, seventh day of Bhagavata recitation, and Sukadev Goswami said, Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishna mukta sangaha param praja.
Kali Yuga is full of faults and
mukta sangaha. One becomes mukta, free, liberated from sangha, the attachment to this world, is by kirtan. Eko mahan guna. There's only one mahan gun, only one good quality. Asti eko mahan guna. Not hasti eko. If you say hasti, that is elephant. You have to be careful. There's only one elephant. Nothing to do with elephant. Asti. There is only by chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did that. So Krishna appeared 500 years ago, and mostly he was singing. And then in the evening, he would sit down with his most confidential associates and recite Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Kumartho Mahan Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam. This is a Matam opinion. This is a statement, this is a philosophy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to him, and who is he? He is the topmost authority. There is no one equal to him or above him, that personality of Godhead. Above all humans, all mortals, all. His word is the last word. So he had to say, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the authority. Why? Amalam. There's no mal, there's no dirt, there's no contamination, there's no kaitava dharma, like that. And by recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam, prema pumartho mahan, one develops love of Godhead. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did these two things. He did many things. Chanting and singing, Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu, chanting, dancing with that, and Srimad Bhagavatam. So, Srila Prabhupada also gave us this process. chanting, dancing, then sit down and study some philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and that is Bhagavatam. If we claim to be the members of Bhagavad Dharma, then Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam is the foundation of that Dharma. So, by studying Bhagavatam, we will uphold the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. We'll protect, we preserve the principles of Bhagavad Dharma. And then what? Then this Dharma will protect us. One who protects Dharma, then that Dharma protects that protector of that Dharma. Did you get that? So, we are trying to protect, preserve, propagate these principles of Bhagavad Dharma based on Srimad Bhagavatam, and may this Bhagavad Dharma protect everybody. And soon this is going to be the Dharma for everybody all over the planet. Soon, in few thousand years to come, now we have only a few hundred in the audience, there will be thousands coming to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. And they would also get up and sing what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Encouraging us by your presence. So today we have the additional homework that we did not finish yesterday. And there's killing of Aghasur. And once he's killed by Krishna, then the next item, next Leela is Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma steals Krishna's friends and the cows with attempt of to bewilder Krishna, but in what happens is just the contrary. He becomes bewildered. So we'll find that out. So that's the... So we have these two parts, two-part presentation. And after first part is over, we'll do a little more singing. And towards the end of the second part, we have again some nice drama presentation. We talked yesterday of hearing pastimes and then... Okay. I got that. But there's another thing also we said. Seeing pastimes. Hearing and seeing. So our artists, dramatists will show us those pastimes. It's easier, it becomes easier. Three-dimensional, when you see, feel, smell, hear, then we can perceive things. Like one photograph is worth how many words? 1,000 words. So I will have to, I could speak less, 1,000 words less for me. To show you something. Okay, so nice. As we go through the Bhagavatam, we get to know Krishna. What happens? We get to know Him. Then we will surrender unto Him more, we will love Him more, we will serve Him more. We do less of this because we do not know Him. Because we haven't heard about Him, how would we find out about Him? So go to the source. Understand it from Shukadeva Goswami. If there is anyone knows Shukadeva Bhagavatam or Krishna, that is Shukadeva Goswami. He knows. So let us understand from him, of course, in the parampara, with the help of previous acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada. So we all want to become lovers of Krishna, servants of Krishna. So this is possible. Before you do that, sit down. Take it easy. Understand, hear about the Lord. And then you get up. Then you serve and love and propagate His message. So this is first thing first, is it? First thing first. So what is the first thing? Here. Okay. You talk like this, we spend so much time. So this is the 12th chapter of Bhagavatam. Those who are interested in which chapters we are dealing with each day, we could provide that information. Then you could study them in advance and come to Katha well prepared. Of course, you know, we are not able to. Although there's a block of so many chapters, but we will be able to summarize some things, get into some details or elaborations somewhere, like that. But anyway, we have some idea, some guideline, each day with chapters. So today we have 12, 13, 14, three chapters to deal with. So Krishna and Balaram are about 4 or 5 years old. That's quite tiny, huh? And they have already become calf herd boys. And they love to go every day into the forest. Very eager, very anxious. So anxious that one day Krishna had an idea that today we'll take picnic. Today's breakfast we'll not eat at home before leaving. Normally that was a practice, and then only carry lunch packet for lunch prasad. But that day Krishna had an idea that we'll take even breakfast out there into the forest. So he got up and he had this idea, and he started blowing his bugle, a buffalo horn it is. So bad translate, buffalo horn. And that woke up all the boys. They waking up? All the boys, they got up. And the birds were chirping early in the morning, and the boys were getting up. And Krishna has his way. I mean, he just blew his bugle, his buffalo horn. But with that goes the message also. They understand. There's a way that Krishna communicates. That horn was not just to wake them up, but also let them know that you had to take your breakfast packets also, and we have to leave early today, boys. And they understood, and no one protested. And they all got up as soon as the alarm was there. There's no snooze or... First row, and they are, because they don't want to miss Krishna. Getting late means Krishna would be gone. Who knows to which forest you would be left behind, and then to do what without Krishna? These are the thoughts of everybody in Vrindavan, in Golok. When we become also of these kind of thoughts, then we are qualified to go back to Godhead. Such persons are admitted in Lord's kingdom. So that's why we have Mangalarti, right? So that we practice getting up early morning, Kaushal is blowing, we go see Rukmini Dwarkadish. And this practice, you have rehearsed many times. Then he could get up and join Krishna's cowherding pastimes, depending on what your role is in Krishna's pastime. But everyone does get up early morning. Good for health also. So boys got up, and there are thousands of them, sahasrashah, thousands of them. And they're all carrying, all of them have four items with them, each one of them. They have a ship, they have a lunch packet. They all are carrying breakfast, lunch packet, and with, they have a stick. The lunch packet is hanging from the stick. They're just holding the stick. And where is the lunch packet? Back there, hanging, tied down. It's called shikha. You hang down things from ceiling. So like that. So there's two items. Vishan, they have all have buffalo horns. And Venavaha, they all have flutes also. Krishna is of course the best flute player, but others, everyone does something sarigama. Everyone doesn't know the ragas, but they all could play something. So they are all carrying these four different items, each one of them. They have thousands of cows, each one of them. And so gradually everyone is up, coming from their respective homes and villages. And then all the little cows, they form a big group, they merged. And vatsan puraskritya. The cows are in the front, all the coward boys are right behind. And with great pleasure they are proceeding to into the forest. There are many forests. 12 forests, principal. Then there's secondary and tertiary and like a thousands. Forest within a forest within a forest within a forest. Then sometimes what happens, Krishna goes ahead of everybody else. Why does he go? He wants to see the beauty of some very scenic spot. When Krishna is all the way in the front, then the other boy, they want to run and try to catch Krishna. And everyone says, aham purvam, aham purvam. I want to touch first, I want to touch first. They all run. And they want to touch Krishna. I want to touch Krishna. And so there's competition. Competition for what? To get Krishna, to find Krishna, to catch Krishna, to touch Krishna. This should be the purpose of competition. Then competition is transcendental. Not otherwise. Krishna focused, Krishna centered. Kechit venum vadayanto. Everyone is doing different things. Some are playing their flutes, huh? Some coward boy. Many coward boys are playing flutes. There is one. The old coward boy. Then some are imitating different birds. The Brahmar is a another kind. Kujantaha kokilai pare. This all happens. This is sounds ordinary. This is Krishna's everyday. Krishna and his boys, friends, are taking great pleasure in these things. His everyday experiences. Kokilai, peacocks. So they are imitating, they like to imitate all these different birds, different animals. So many things have been mentioned here, and in conclusion, Sukhdeva Goswami, how fortunate are these boys. They get to be with Krishna all the time. What kind of pious activities, how many heaps deep, heaps of, tons of pious activities they must have performed. Krita punya punjaha. As a result, they get to be with Krishna, to play with Krishna, to be friend of Krishna. Kim varnate? How could I describe the good fortune of all these coward boys? Kim varnate dishtamato brajokasam? Because not only just coward boys, but all the residents of Vrindavan are so fortunate. Kim varne, well, how, in what words could I describe their good fortune? And after having explained this, that day's scene and different pastimes of that day, that morning's coward boys, pastimes, Krishna, coward boys. There is a contrast. And everything was going on so smoothly, so wonderfully. Everyone was absorbed just in Krishna. There's something that came to disturb the Lord and Lord's devotees. And there's a footnote by the acharyas. We're going to be now. Now comes the Agasur. Who comes now? Agasur is about to come on the scene. And this is not against the will of the Lord. In fact, Lord's yogamaya potency, Leela Shakti, they are inspired by the Lord even for some demon to come. Because coward boys had been, they had not taken their meal. That was the idea. And everyone is just enjoying. They forgot all about the eating part. So now Agasura is going to come. And then they will be looking at their watch. Oh! It's breakfast time. It's So to get into them to eat breakfast or take their lunch, and sometimes demons are brought on the scene. And so they play their roles. And then of course, Vinashai Chaduskritam, Lord has declared in Bhagavad Gita, he advents, his appearance is for protecting devotees, paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya chaduskritam, dharma samsapanarthaya, sambhavabi yuge yuge. He appears. So one of the purposes is to vinash, destroy the demons. And there's a big list of them. Mother Earth was feeling burdened. So every day some demons had to be killed. So that all those were on the hit list. This list becomes smaller and smaller every day. So this demon comes and he's seeing, he was watching all this nice transcendental fun that Krishna and the coward boys and the cows were enjoying, had good time. So he saw. And Krishna Mukha. And Krishna is the leader. Krishna is the leader. And this demon, he has been inspired. Kamsanushishtaha. Kamsa has inspired him. And what is his ID? Who is he? Baki Bakanujaha. He is a younger brother of Baki and Baka. Baka is Bakasur and Baki is another name for Putana. Because his sister of Baka, she gets the name Baki. So Baki Baka Anujaha, born after, Anujaha. They took birth first, and then the third child was born, and that is this Aghasura. So this is how he has been introduced. Now he's on the scene. He has become big, python. How long was he? 12 mile long. Python, and he's just lying on the road, the regular road, one of these high express highways going to San Diego. You can imagine, just outside Los Angeles. So everyone going in the morning goes right into the mound. So like that, he's right on the road. Anyone coming? Python, we just waiting. As soon as someone comes, then closes the lid. Waiting. So he was, I am tu me sodara nasha kritta yor. He is the one. The leader of this team, he is the one. He killed my brother and my sister. But now, Mama Enam Hanishi. My brother, my sister was killed by this fellow. Now, Sabalam Hanishi. I'm going to kill him along with all his friends. So this was his sankalp. Like yesterday you took sankalp. To do what? To listen to Bhagavatam for 7 days. And this demon is now taking sankalp. Hanishe. Aham Hanishe. Yesterday you said Sroshami. Shya Sroshe. We're going to listen. I'm going to hear. So these demons, I'm going to kill Sabalam Hanishay. And this, he was a Brihadvapu. big, gigantic person, and he was very hungry. Kalaha, certainly he was a very demoniac person, and his one lip, lower lip, was right on the road, on the earth, on the ground. The other one was Jalada Uttara Oshto. The upper lip was touching the clouds. You could imagine now the size. His upper lip was touching the clouds. And of course, this is what the coward boys are looking at, watching. And that has been described. They're seeing, the coward boys are seeing this. And they're trying to understand, what is this? First time ever. Giri Shranga Drastraha. The teeth, these teeth are like a mountain ranges, long mountain range. And they're saying that there's a tongue. The tongue of the demon is like a express highway. And as they could see inside, it's a deep, like a dark inside. They think it's a cave. It's ending up in some cave here, or tunnel. Everything is just gigantic and never. Drashtvatam tadrasham sarve matva vrindavanam sriyam. But some of the coward boys were thinking, you know, looks like this is, you know, part of Vrindavan's beauty. Srila Prabhupada translates this Vrindavan Sriyam as a statues. Well, this is some kind of diorama, you know. Must be these Hare Krishna sponsored dioramas. You could never tell. I thought that Swami was a real one, but I was touching and he was not even looking at me. So real. So it is looking this real, but this is must be just cement and concrete and bricks. No, there's nothing to fear, nothing to worry. This is just a beautiful scene. Same are thinking.
Aho mitrani gadat sattva kutam purahasthitam.
So there are two opinions. Some think this is just some diorama, some just dead python. But others think, no. There is a real one, living one, and just waiting for us. As soon as we enter, walk this path, and go deep, dark into that region, he's going to get us. So there are two parties. So they're talking and they're proceeding. They're not stopping. The different speculations are going on. Maybe this is that, this is that. And they're walking, they're proceeding, going on and on. As they go even closer, very bad smell. He's certainly a living python. Maybe he had a nice breakfast, he ate some Saddam Hussein or somebody. And that's why the bad smell, a very bad smell, like of flesh. Amisha gandhavat durgandho. It's like a. This is not a smell of halwa. He has not taken a halwa prasad. This is a python. So then they were thinking, we are getting into some trouble here. But it says the coward boys are still, who knows? Even if it is real one, we have nothing to worry. Hey, don't you remember how Bakasur was handled just a few days ago? That same Krishna is in front of us. So let's go. So Krishna is in front. They looked at Krishna one more time. They gained confidence. They remembered how Bakasur, this asur, was killed right in front of them. He will handle. This is his homework. So we are nothing. And with that saying, they all entered. Karataadane, they started clapping and singing and calves are also entering with their tails upraised. There, so many of them running right inside the mouth of Ghasur. So there are thousands of them, thousands of them. And the Krishna was listening to all this conversation. Is this real one? Is this a diorama? Is this a what? The Krishna was listening to all this conversation. And he knew that although he's motionless and he's doing real good act, and making his friends think that this is just a statue or just a part of the Vrindavan scene, Krishna knew he's a real, real demon. Came to disturb my friends and our pastimes. And Niruddham Bhagavan Manodadhe. Krishna wanted to forbid his friend. Boys, friends, stop. He's trying to stop them. But there's so many of them and it's too late. Most of the boys, friends, cows were already inside the mouth and the body of Aghasur. Oh, my God. Now, who's the God? My God. It's my God. Now, God said, my God. What is now going to happen? He's taking that role as if he has. So Krishna, now he is thinking, now he has two things to do. He has to kill the demon, keeping in the mind that his friends and all the cows are protected. But they are inside the body of the demon. He could chop them, chop the body of the Aghasur, but then that would be end of his friends also. So he has this dilemma now. I want to protect my friends. At the same time, I have to kill this demon. Now, there are two other parties now. One party is behind the cloud. The demigods had assembled and they're all exclaiming, alas! Because they're thinking, because now Krishna also entered. So far Krishna was out there. They thought he could do something, but Krishna also entered the mouth of the Agasur. And the demigods were thinking, oh, he also did not realize this was a real demon. Now, having seen Krishna also entered the body, the mouth of the Agasur, then the demigods were in total anxiety and screaming and alas, they're crying, and now what's going to happen? So that's one party, but there's another party, the demon party. They had a good time. The news also reached them. How it works, we don't know. I don't know. They have come to know. Kamsa and others, they have come to know, and they are having celebration. Firecrackers, and, you know, they are distributing laddus, and they have a great time. Singing, dancing, oh, finally, we got him. It's going to be end of him. So, while this whole scene is there in Vrindavan, on the land, in Brajamandal, Agasur, coward boys, Krishna also in there, the demigods up there, and the demons, there are different reactions. Dvarkadhish ki. So, of course, Krishna had a plan. With a purpose, he entered the body of Agasur. He had his strategy all worked out. It doesn't take much time. He doesn't have to telephone anyone. No consultation. He knows what to do. He is a boss. And boss is always right. His boss, always right. He knows what to do. So he has entered and Tarasa Vavradhe Gale. So as everyone is inside, now the demon is trying to... of course, one thing that has happened, immediately Agasur closes the mouth, everyone has been trapped now, and he has this mountain range, like, you know, their teeth, and he's trying to get them, crush them, eat them, gobble them up. Different things are happening inside. And by this time, you could imagine the coward boys, they all have lost their lives. Each one of them. Not only coward boy, of course the cow, same thing. Very, very serious, very emergent. The worst time ever. Then Krishna, he begins growing in size. Grows. And the demon, he had his lips all tight. As soon as everyone was in, that upper lip which was touching the skies had closed, but then Krishna is trying to open that again, and he grows in size, forcing the demon to open the mouth, and with that the demon has lost his Sukadeva Goswami describing this, his eyes can bulge. Bulging eyes, and from Murthani lost his
life.
Very well. Are you happy? Depends which party you belong to. So then Krishna's task was to. The demon was killed, but you know, his friends were all unconscious. Gone. Praneshu. And Krishna with drishtya, with his glance only, merciful glance, he's looking at everyone there, all his friends, all the cows, and they all get up, wake up. And they did not even know what had happened. They were brought back to life by the Lord. But as they got up, as if nothing had happened, they all ran out. They all ran out of the Agasura's body. And this is all Java. Mukunda Bhagavan Vinirjayo. Mukunda, liberator. Mukunda, Krishna, liberated them. Tato Atirishtaha. Everyone is happy now. What are the different parties now? Happy parties are the Suras. Asuras and Suras. Suras are mentioned here. We have Suradas Prabhu here. Like that. Sura. So Sura, what are they doing? They're showering flowers on Krishna and company. Flowers are being showered. Where are we? Should have some flowers. The Apsaras, what are they doing? Nartanai. Apsaras begin dancing. You have some Apsaras? They begin dancing. Because they are jubilant now. Now Kamsa and party, they all shut up. They have become morose. They thought they had finally a good time, but that did not last very long. Now all those who are up in the sky, and they are having a good time, celebration. Showering of flowers, Apsaras are dancing, and Gandharvas are singing. Any Gandharva? this Gasur demon killing pastime by Sukadeva Goswami. Then he was concluding, this is one of the final statements in that chapter. This is very important, what Sukadeva Goswami has to say is very important. He said that Krishna killed this demon when he was 5 years old. He was Kumar. And of course coward boys were there, they had witnessed this pastime. But only Paugandaki, when he entered his Paugand age, that is after he was 6 years old, about 1 year later, after 1 year, the coward boys talked about this pastime to their parents. The practice is, whatever they see, something wonderful, something extraordinary, the highlights of that day, the coward boy, they return, they make their parents sit down, "Daddy, Daddy, come here! Come here! I said, come here! Sit down! Mommy, where are you?" So evening news time. Evening news. In each home, the coward boys are making their parents, their relatives, friends, those who did not go out there. So many things happen. Now they have to be shared. So the coward boys, they share this with others, with the parents. This becomes talk of the town. So whatever pastimes of that day taken place, by the evening time, whole Vrindavan comes to know. Everyone comes to know. They don't have to wait till next morning's daily newspaper. And it's already found. So this is a daily practice. But this particular pastime of Aghasura killing, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned, after 1 year, the coward boys shared this pastime with the parents and others. And King Parikshit, Raja Parikshit, was thinking that he had this feeling that, and he was going to change the topic and go on to say something more. And the King Parikshit wanted to know, what did he say? So we'll get back to that. And something very wonderful thing is going to come up before we get to that. I just wanted to mention, just introduce that idea briefly. And so there's just one final philosophical statement here. Sukadeva Goswami has said that so what happened to this Aghasura is, of course, when Krishna kills a demon, that's Krishna's mercy upon that demon. Is liberated. Because Krishna entered the body of that Aghasura demon. Krishna entered. The yogis are struggling so that Krishna would enter their heart and sit there and here, Krishna entered. So, Sukadeva Goswami, if one remembers the Lord, brings Him into his heart, and remembers Him even once,
mano mayi bhagavatim dadogatim.
He will attain the salvation. Just bring him into the heart once.
Mano mayi, thinking by force.
Srila Prabhupada translates that word. Bringing Lord into the heart, you may even do a little forcefully, a little struggle. You are bringing him in. And that's enough for attaining salvation. So this is how, by bringing Krishna in, Krishna personally entered his body and he was seeing and thinking of the Lord, the Sagasura was, and he was, he attained perfection. And then, of course, if that is the case, then what to speak of someone who is nityatna sukhanubhutya bhi, one who is always with great pleasure, is thinking of Krishna, meditating upon Krishna, is Savai manaha Krishna padarabindayo. His mind is fixed on the lotus feet of Krishna. Then what to speak of that person's great fortune? So, we want to make sure, if we had not thought of Krishna, brought him in before, brought him in to our hearts before, we want to do that now, right now. Next 30 seconds, then, right, it's done. Just once. Then it is guaranteed, all those who are here. So it's easy because Lord is standing right in front of you. Bhagavatam is there. So you are getting 30 seconds now. And you have to be alert. If you're sleepy, then you'll have a Ishtadev, bring him in and think of him. Think of his lotus feet. Pray to him so that he stays in. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, those who pull the chariot of Jagannath, Rath Yatra in Los Angeles is coming up. You'll be pulling the chariot and trying to bring Krishna to Vrindavan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, my mind is Vrindavan, Moraman Vrindavan. So I want Krishna to reach Vrindavan. And he could do that because my mind is Vrindavan. If he enters my mind, heart, that is Vrindavan. So take Krishna in. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It's another form of the Nam Prabhu, another form of the Lord, the name form, Leela form. Okay, so thank you for your endeavor, successful endeavor. trying to bring Krishna in. Rajo Vacha. So the end of this chapter now would lead to the next chapter. This is still end of 12th chapter. So Raja, the king, I already said earlier. His question now is, how come that this pastime took place when the Krishna coward boy, they're about 5 years old, and for 1 year no one knew nothing about this, and then suddenly after 1 year everyone found out. Tad bruhi me mahayogin param kautuhalam guraho. I'm becoming very, very anxious to know more about this. This sounds very mysterious to me. Nunam edat harir eva maya bhavati nanyatha. Certainly I see some Krishna's hand here, some Krishna's maya, Hari's maya. Otherwise, how come for 1 year no one heard this pastime? Vayam dhanyatama loke gurupi kshatra bandhavaha yattivamo muhuspattaha punyam krishna kathamritam. Says, oh, we are very fortunate, and we are also very fortunate, is what he is talking about. That we are fortunate because we are able to hear. Yat pibamo, we are all drinking. What are we drinking? Punyam Krishna Katha Amritam. Amrit. Amrit is normally liquid, right? Srimad Bhagavatam Brahma. Not Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Of eating and drinking, which is easier? Huh? Drinking is easy? In the beginning, it doesn't say eat Bhagavatam. It says drink Bhagavatam. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. It is juicy. You can drink. Muhu raho rasika. Vibhavukaha, O rasikas, you all are rasik. You all like ras. One who likes ras is called rasik. Ras. Kathamrit, ras, juice, nectar. So he says, we are very fortunate that you are sharing this Kathamrit with us. Although, and he's using this one word here, the Kshatra Bandhavaha. Although unqualified Kshatriya, I'm just so called Kshatriya, you know. Why is he thinking like this? Because the way he had treated that Shamik Rishi, remember, when he was thirsty, and he asked, hey, water, could someone get water? I'm very thirsty. And he had seen that Shamik Rishi sitting in a trance. But for the first time, King Parikshit thought, look up. The hospitality of this sage. I'm asking for water. And immediately he is posing as sitting Because he's trying to avoid receiving guests and giving him water. He is just making a show of being in trance. He's not in trance. So this was his thought. And he picks up a snake, dead snake, with his arrow and puts that around the neck of that. He was genuinely, he was in trance, he was in samadhi. He did not even notice. King Parikshit arrived and snake around his neck and went away. Only when his son had come, Shrungi had come, and he had cursed, "I, the person who has done this, he will have to die. Only 7 days." And then he sits down to listen to Bhagavatam, because he had only 7 days. We also listen to Bhagavatam for 7 days sometimes. Sometimes we do this because we also have to die within 7 days. Each one of us will be dying in within 7 days. Oh, sorry. And someone will die on Monday. Someone will die on Thursday. Someone on Friday. Someone on Tuesday. Like that? Within 7 days. One of those days. Within 7 days. So that's another good reason why 7 days. Some connection. So King Parikshit was thinking, you know, this is that's me. This is how I treated. I offended that great sage. I'm just Kshatra Bandhavaha. But it is Guruho, you are great spiritual master, and you're sharing this Kathamritam. You have been doing this for the past 4 or 5 days now. This is the 10th canto, started the first canto, so first 4 or 5 days. The Krishna Janma is usually on the 4th day, because the beginning of the 10th canto was Sukadeva Goswami was describing on that, on the 4th day, Krishna's appearance. So this is 4th afternoon or 5th day beginning. No, this is actually beginning only, beginning. So it's 4th day. So he had been talking continuously for 4 days, and Vayam Dhanyatamaha, we are very, very fortunate. Dhanya also meaning wealthy. We are wealthy. We are getting enriched. Dhanya. You are dhanya. Dhanyatama. We are very rich. Enriched. So how are we becoming rich? Because we are getting this wealth of the holy name or holy pastimes. It's all wealth. Darshan is wealth. This is how one becomes wealthy. And these riches will satisfy one, satisfy the soul. That is what we are. Other riches, worldly riches, may entertain the body and the senses, but deep within, there will be always dissatisfaction. Real self will only be satisfied by feeding this Krishna Kathamrit. Punyam Krishna Kathamritam. Yat pibamo muhustvattaha. Again and again and again and again you are feeding us twattaha from your lotus mouth. This is emanating. So he's expressing his gratitude towards the king, And here is very amazing. Dwarkadhish ki jai. Now Śrīta Gosvāmī has to, only Śrīta Gosvāmī could say this, not Parīkṣit, not Sukadeva Gosvāmī. What is he saying? He says, listen to this, that as Sukadeva Gosvāmī heard about this inquiry, could you please tell me that how come immediately, but only after 1 year, only after when children grew up 6 years old. So when Badarayani, ittham svaprishta sutu Badarayani, when Badarayani Sukadeva Gosvāmī heard this, something changed for Sukadeva Gosvāmī. For a while there was a complete silence. The speaker is in trance. He loses his all external consciousness. Because he's reminded of the exciting pastimes which took place during that 1 year. He was thinking this is a very, very confidential thing. He was trying to skip over. But because of this inquiry, immediately he was turned inward and he starts looking within, observing those pastimes, losing total external consciousness. And because Śrīta Gosvāmī was there when this happened. And Sukadeva Gosvāmī was talking to King Parīkṣit. Śrīta Gosvāmī was in the audience. So he's sharing this. Krachrāt punarlabdha bahiradrushi. He says, it took a lot of effort to bring Sukadeva Gosvāmī to his external consciousness so that he could continue to talk again or to respond to the inquiry that has been made by King Parīkṣit. Shanai. Only gradually, and after great effort, pratyahatam, and pratyah. Some question was raised. Prati means counter statement, or in other words, reply was given by King Parīkṣit. Now, additional information or inside story, you might want to call it, has been provided by our acharyas. They say that this is not the first time he went in trance. This used to happen from time to time to get him out. Especially Janmanjaya, they mentioned, who was the son of King Parīkṣit. He had all the instruments ready, drums, conch shells, all the sankirtan samagri. If this happens, then they would be beating drums, singing out loud, blowing up conchals, trumpets, kettle drums. And after a lot of that effort, then he would be again with them. Oh, what happened? Okay, by the way, he would continue. So this is one time this is has happened. Especially because of the nature of very wonderful, confidential pastime. That inquiry was made about, and then as soon as inquiry was there, he started thinking, and he was not with them. Okay, he's back with King Parikshit and others. He says, Sadhu Prishtam Mahabhaga Tvaya Bhagavata Uttama. You are Bhagavata Uttam. You are Uttam amongst all the Bhagavatas. Bhagavat means Granth Bhagavat, Book Bhagavat, and also Person Bhagavat. You are Person Bhagavat, but you are the topmost. Sukhdev Goswami is addressing King Parikshit like that. And he says, Yat Nutana Yasi Ishasya Sharnavanapi Katha Muhu. You know, you make the katha very lively. You make it kind of, you renovate or make it newer and fresh. The way you inquire, the way you take interest. You never say, oh, no, I have heard this many times, you know what? So many times. I know. And that person never asks questions. Because he knows if his question has been raised, then katha will be longer. He wants to make sure katha is finished on time or before time. But King Parikshit, Sukhdev Goswami, you are enlivening me and making this topic. It's ever fresh, but you are even making it fresher. He's complimenting. Sadhu Prashtam. Nice question. And he says, it is like, Striyam Vitanam Iva. Like the debauchees, the sex mongers. The way they take keen interest in this sex-related, woman-related, man-woman relationship-related topics. They relish, they contemplate, they inquire, they keep it lively. In Hollywood, that's how they stay in business. So just like that, it's comparing. But that's, so you are also keeping this topic alive. And of course, one, your topic is about prem, love, and the other topics are about the lust. That's the difference. Shranushva Avahito Rajan, please listen with attention. Guhyam Vadamite, I'm going to share something very confidential. Not that king was not listening. From time to time, Sukhdev Goswami does say, please listen. That doesn't mean he's sleeping. No, King Parish is not sleeping. Just to get his attention even more. I'm going to say something, okay? Are you with me? Not you. He's asking, King Parikshit. So please listen. And he asks, Vruyus nikdasya shishyasya guravo guhyam api yuta. Says, when submissive inquiry is made by the disciple, then the guru is compelled to share on something that is very confidential. From submissive disciple, nothing is hidden. Spiritual master conceals nothing. He reveals unto such disciple. It's again complimenting. Oh, nice question. So I'm going to tell you. And he begins now the narration. After killing a Baghasur was done, in next two chapters he talks of the pastime that lasts for 1 year. After the killing of Baghasur and bringing his friends and the cows back to life, Krishna brought all of them to the bank of Jamuna Sarit Pulinam Aniya Bhagavan Idam Abravit. Then Krishna spoke these words. They were now away from that ghastly scene on the bank of Jamuna. Then Krishna addresses all his friends. Aho! My dear friends! Atiramyam pulinam vayashyaha svakeli sampannam. Do you see how nice is this place, isn't it? Didn't you like it? Nice place, right? Ashok? It's a wonderful place. Look, sand is so soft. Everything so clean here. Ah, nice smell. The roses, and the lotuses have bloomed everywhere. The fragrance of these lotuses. And dhwani, pratidhwani, so many sounds of chirping birds. And peacocks, he's not naming them here. But he's going, you know, listen. Yeah, right? And then having described or getting everyone's attention to that beautiful spot on the bank of Jamuna, Krishna's proposal is, and this was the reason, in fact, he had gotten up early and he had blown his buffalo horn and communicated with them, today we'll be eating in the forest, not at home. But it had taken so long, because demon came in the middle also, it took some time. And so now the Atra Bhoktavyam Asmabhir. We will take our prasad here. Mahaprasade Govinde Nama Brahmani Vaishnave Swalpa Punyavatam Rajan Visvaso Neva Jayate. Everyone is excited. Everyone is getting up there. As soon as you hear Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Mahaprasad, everyone jumps out. Two popular mantras. Want to put you to sleep? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Mahaprasadi Govinde. We are jump into the air. So the boys, Kshudhartitaha, they were in fact very hungry. Vatsa samipe apaha pitva charantu shanakaistrinam. Krishna's proposal is that we will eat here, but it's not just us, but our calves are also here. So nearby there is so much, let them drink the water, let them drink apaha pitva charantu, let them graze here, shanakai trinam. There's lots of fresh grasses here. So let them also eat and we will have our lunch. That was the proposal. Tatheti. Very nice. Yes, we are ready. That's what cowherd boys responded. Muktva shikyani bhujuhu samam bhagavata muda. So they shikyani, they had this lunch packets tied to their sticks and they were carrying like that, walking, and they untied and they all ready, keeping Krishna in the center. Sarve mito darshayanta. He is kept in the center so that everyone could see him. How is that possible? He is in the center and darshan, not darshan of his back, but they all have to see him. Like if I was to sit in the middle, only some of you would be in front of me. Some on this side, some that side, some right behind. But it is not only stated, literally they were all able to darshayantaha mitho one another. Each coward boy is able to see Krishna as he's sitting there for their lunch, prasad. How is this accomplished? You have some proposals? You know, but you have forgotten. How do you know? You were there one time, a long, long time ago. So again, we get clue from our great acharyas, Jiva Goswami and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they have the right idea. They say what Krishna does although each one thinks that Krishna is in front of me. Everyone thinks, and that's true, because Krishna is facing everyone. He's facing in all directions. Same person, but he is facing everyone simultaneously. Get the idea? So this idea of he expands, that's one theory. The other one is he also moves so fast. That everyone gets the experience of being right in front of him. Because that is what everyone wants, so he has to do something amazing, wonderful, out of this world, out of this world. This experience out of this world is only in that world.
sarve mitho darshayanta hasanto hasayanta.
The coward boys are laughing and they are making others laugh, and then I kind of detailed description here of those honoring prasadam times. Now prasadam has to be offered, so how do they do that? Do they go to some nearby temple? Or they carry their personal deity and offer food? How do they do that? Krishna is there. Everyone is extending. Whatever their mother has cooked, let's give a little portion to Krishna. It's prasad. And they honor that prasad. Their deity is going with them. Wherever they go, their deity goes. Or they go right behind the deity sometimes. Deity is behind them. And, so they were, the eating was going on. Everyone was enjoying. But then, some of the coward boys notice, friends notice, oh, where are the cows? And the word spread all over, and everyone is in anxiety. Yes, yes, everyone's looking. Yeah, they were right here just a few minutes ago. Yes, I also wondered. But they are not there now, and everyone is not only anxiety, bhaya, santrasta. They are afraid now, they're scared. Oh, without the cows, what happened? Where are they? So Krishna's proposal was, friends, you, and there were some of them trying to get up and go run, try to find them, but Krishna said, no, sit down, everyone sits down. Everyone sit down, sit down. You know, I don't want you to interrupt you have been hungry, and so you continue, and I will bring them. You be here. And then he goes, Bhagavan Krishna Sapani Kavalo Yayo. He has gone. He did not even wash his hand. He got up. There's some food in his hand. There's a dahi bhat, yogurt, rice mixed with butter, and he has different pickles here. And he's gone to find the cow. His hand is like that, and he's looking here, there, and where. And he looked, he goes from one forest to another forest here. No trace of cows. Spent a lot of time. And he wanted to return to report to his friends, no, I haven't found the cows, sorry. But whom to report? When he came back, where all his friends were eating, they were not there. He did not find the cows. And when he returned, he did not find his friends. Big trouble. And it was getting late in the afternoon. It is time, Godhuli Bela, time to return home. And everybody's parents must be waiting now. And the cows waiting for the cows. So now, what am I going to do? So he also searched for the friends, and he did not find the friends. So this is only Krishna could do such thing. Tataha Krishna mudam kartum tanmatri nam chakashacha. There's three parties. To give pleasure to two kinds of mothers. Mothers of all the boys and the gomatas, all the mother cows. These are two parties, two kinds of mothers, and also to Brahma, to give a little pleasure to Brahma. Krishna came up with the idea of, because these other mothers wanted also, would we ever have Krishna-like son? They were thinking, Yashoda is so fortunate. Would it be ever possible that we would have Krishna-like son? Now, is anyone else Krishna-like? Like Krishna? Is anyone else like Krishna? No one else like Krishna. So only Krishna could be their son. So they had been thinking and thinking and thinking. And the cows also. You know, he drinks the milk of, the breast milk of Yashoda, but you know, he doesn't do the same thing with us. That milk is milked into the parts, and so many things happen. And then he drinks our milk. He never comes directly and like our calf. Our calf does this, but Krishna doesn't do this. To us, would Krishna drink our milk directly from our udders? Would he ever suck the milk? The cows think, all Braj cows in Braj are thinking like this. And Krishna had already taken note, okay, one of these days. I've made a note. So that time had now come. So he is going to expand. He has no other, no way out. So as many cowherd boyfriends he had them that day, Krishna expands, and those many cowherd boys he becomes. And as many cows were there, he also expands. And there's a detailed description of everyone's look was different, you know, dress is different, their voices are different, the liking, dislikings are different, everything, so all as per corresponding their age and complexion of their bodies, the kind of dress that they were wearing that day, and the long or short stick that they were carrying that day. Krishna becomes like that, and yashti visharna venu yavat, like all those things they were carrying. So like that he becomes, expands. And Sukadeva Goswami says, and this way he was proving Sarva Vishnu Mayam Jagat. Everything is Vishnu, everything is expansion of the Lord. Lord is trying to prove that also by this pastime. Sarva Swarupa Ubabho. He became all the forms. He became all the forms. So each one, each of those forms were Vishnu Tattvas. They are Krishna. No more Jiva Tattva. Jiva Tattvas, who knows where? They are gone. That was all Vishnu Tattvas. And so they are returning now, like as usual. Everybody returns, evening time, playing flute and different funny things they do. So they have entered, and so all the coward boys go into different respective homes, and all the cows enter all respective goshalas. And Sukadeva Goswami describes the reaction of the mothers of those boys. Especially that day, it was different. It was different for them. As they heard the playing of the flute, they became excited. Eventually they saw playing of the flute is there, and all mothers got ready. Whatever other household duties they were doing, they stopped that. They all ran out to greet their children. And as they saw their children coming towards them, they picked them and embraced them. But today there was some special additional rush, which they had never experienced before. But they don't know why, what's going on. But it's something extraordinary. Never experienced before. And every day, children return, and then gradually they are bathed, new clothes, feeding, all that. Mothers do that. And the same thing is going on in the cow sheds, goshalas. The cows are drinking the milk of the mother cows. Their tails are upraised. And the cows are licking their bodies. And licking the bodies of the mother cows are doing. And they're doing it with great relish. Sarva go gopinam, says Matrita asmin sarvas nehardhikam vina. Go and gopinam. Go means cow, mother cows, and gopi mothers. Gopi mothers, lady mothers, and cow mothers. Their sneha, their affection for children, for the cows, increased. And now this, the next morning, they're getting up. And like every day, they go to the forest. All day, different pastimes. They are returning. Mothers are receiving, greeting them. But today's greeting is even more pleasing compared to yesterday's. And tomorrow's would be even more sweeter. As they were progressing, so many days, weeks, months, about 1 year, and now they were experiencing by this time that this is Krishna. They were getting this realization, oh, is this Krishna? In the beginning, a little bit of that experience in ever increasing, ever expanding, and about 1 year's time, they're all feeling this must be the Lord. Is there So for 1 year, Krishna is coward boy. Now each coward boy is Krishna, and he is hurting. He's holding the stick and he's beating another calf. He's like beating himself. That is just one thing that he's doing to them. But whatever, it's just one person. Appear there are hundreds and thousands of them, and just one person is playing all the roles. Now, after 1 year, the move faster.
Ekada charayan vatsan saramo vanamavishat.
Once upon a time, this is after 1 year, like a few days before completion of 1 year period, the cows and cowherd men, cows and cowherd men were on the top of the hill, say Govardhan Hill. Yeah, you see? Nice. Wait. This is future. What happened? Yeah, okay, right there. So men with the cows were on the top of the hill, and the coward boys, little boys with the cows were in the valley. And Krishna and Balaram are both there in the valley. So what happens? The cows from the top of the hill, they notice their cows, their baby cows are in the valley. And they all keep running. They want to go and meet their calf. So men are trying to stop them. The ropes are around the necks of the cows. They're trying to stop them, but there's no way. As if there's a big, powerful magnet is just attracting them. And they're not able to keep them. So all cows, they end up in the valley, and all the men are also dragged there. All men are also there. Now see what is happening. The cows begin licking the bodies of the cows. And then elderly men, as they are in the valley, they notice that their children are right there. So they leave the cows with their calf and they run to the children. And they pick up, each one is picking up their own child and dealing, smelling their head and caressing them. And so many sweet, affectionate dealings. And Balaram is witnessing this. There's a display of so much affection between the cow and the calf, and those men and these little children. I mean, he could imagine some affection, but the amount of affection was just... And Balaram was doubting this. He's saying, are these the boys? Are this same? This is normal thing? I don't think so. And the calf also is something different. And as Balaram was expressing his doubts and wondering, Krishna is coming. You know, 1 year ago. That particular day, you know, that was your birthday or something, Balaram. And you were not with us. And we were taking lunch on the bank of Jamuna. But we did not see your cows. So I went searching. I didn't find them. I came back. My friends were not there. So, just me. I had to do this. Okay, you understand? But this is confidential, okay? Don't tell this to anybody. This is between you and myself. So Balaram understood. He kept quiet. Didn't tell anyone. Then few more days passed. And that was how much time Brahma required. So Brahma had, Krishna had realized, in fact, that the day one, when he didn't find the cows and the friends, he had realized this was a job of Brahma. So after 1 year, this is going on for every day for 1 year, all these past times. So Brahma comes. He had taken the boys and the cows, hidden them, and returned. He wanted to see now, without his friends and cows, I want to see how he functions. He will really get bewildered, and he won't know what to do. So let me check out now this boy. So he was expecting after 1 year. Of course, Brahma's one day, or even few moments, he had gone and come, quickly returned, but here on an earthly planet, 1 year had passed. So when he returned, instead of finding only one person in the forest of Braj, maybe still looking, or maybe putting up signs, lost cows, they're lost. Friends making announcement, going with a speaker and mic. Anyone there out there? He was expecting some like. But nothing of the sort. When he returned, nothing had changed. It was just a business as usual. Krishna's pastimes were continued. Like they always took place. Eating was going on. You're too fast. First Brahma has to come. So Brahma has come. Huh? No, first Brahma comes. And the first meeting is between Brahma and you could be there in the background. You, Krishna's, now you are not with the coward boys. Okay, when Brahma comes, okay, here he comes. He's riding on the swan, the back of the swan. And he's seeing, of course, yeah, the pastimes are not necessarily eating pastime, general pastimes. They're playing and, yeah, where is Krishna? He can... Krishna back on the scene. Those different pastimes are. So Brahma was expecting that there would be only Krishna, but that wasn't the case. There was Krishna was there, the coward boys. Where are the cows? We don't have cows. Oh,
So now few things are going to happen here. Few steps. First, Krishna, I'm going to run through this quickly. Brahma notices that everybody is there. Krishna is there, all the coward boys are there, cows are there. And then he was wondering, did Krishna steal? I just hid them somewhere. Did Krishna steal and bring them back here? So he wanted to double check. So with his mystic power, he checked. So wherever he had hidden, they are there. They are there, but there is another set here also in Vrindavan. Now he's trying to understand which one is real one and which one is a duplicate one. As he was thinking of this, the next thing what happens is that there are no coward boys, no cows. You disappear. You disappear. You go behind the curtain now. It's only Krishna. Yeah, you go. Yeah, so from thousands and thousands of coward boys and the cows, that was the first scene. The next scene was, it's only Krishna. And he's still in his left hand, he had a sweet rice, yogurt rice, and butter. So before Krishna kind of made all these coward boys disappear, and cows, Brahma also had noticed that the whole creation was worshipping each one of those forms, and each one of those forms had become four-handed forms. So he realized that all those forms were Krishna, all those thousands of forms were Krishna. From that, then all they disappeared, there's only one form. And at this time, Brahma, he realized that his was his blunder. He wanted to bewilder Krishna, but instead he ended up getting bewildered himself. And he immediately jumps down from his carrier, swan carrier. He falls flat on the ground, but touching the lotus feet of the Lord. He keeps the hand. He touches not with the hand, but the crown. Not with one crown, but all the four crowns. Yes, four. And Natva, he's bowing down, and over again and again he gets up, he has obeisances again. He's many times this is happening, and so many tears gliding down his cheeks. He's crying, and the tears are doing abhishek. With the tears, he's doing abhishek of the lotus feet of the Lord. He has not gone to Jamuna to fetch water to bathe the feet of the Lord. The tears are coming out profusely, and they're washing the lotus feet of the Lord. Then, after Abhishek and lots of obeisances, Brahma is trying to control himself. He wipes the tears from his eyes. Vimrajalochane. He gets up. He's still in a very humble mood, although his head is decorated with a crown. He's full of humility. His hands are folded. His body is trembling. His voice is faltering, choked up. Govinda. Huh? And offers prayers. Return Krishna's friends to the exact same spot where they had been eating their lunch 1 year into the past. And all the, he has found his cows also in the deep forest. Wherever they were stolen from, Brahma returned them there. Krishna is back with his left hand filled with dahi bhat and makkhan, and he's, and the coward boys are then inquire, "Hey, louder, louder!" Each one of them have to say. Say that fast. Yeah, so then the pastimes continue eating. So Krishna sits in the middle, now eating his Brahma goes. Is that Rajbhog? Rajbhog song. Ah. then they return playing their flutes. Krishna playing his flute also. And now, when they go back home, what do you think is happening? Before rest, yes. What would they be doing? Tonight, this evening, they will be talking of Adhasur killing pastime. Because the original coward boys, now they are returning. After 1 year, they are returning. So when they went back home, they shared that with their parents. Clear? Yeah, so tomorrow we'll have some more prayers of Brahma, beautiful prayers. So much to learn from them. Then Dhenukasur, the ash, Daga. Dhenukasur, and then Kaliya, pastimes also tomorrow. Subduing Kaliya, Kaliya Daman. That's quite a wonderful pastime are ahead of us. So that's tomorrow. So if you wish to, you could read the chapters 14, 15, 16, like that. 17, 3, 4 chapters.
Hare Krishna. So during the Arti for Bhagavatam, everybody should stand. And also when you leave, outside there's a table with CDs and tapes of Lokanath Maharaj for sale. You can pick one up before you go home. Hare Krishna.
The sponsors for today are Ratnadeep and Charu Upadhyay, Sri Vallabh Das and Anand Vrindavani Dasi, Manjula Ben Popat and Ashok and Leela Madhuri Dasi. All of these people, please come in the front so they can do the aarti. The aarti will be offered by Madhavendra Puri.
There is one more play.
Hare Krishna, there's one more drama before the aarti. One more drama. You can stay seated for now. One more drama. Please sit down. Hare Krishna, everybody sit down. There's one more drama before the aarti. If those in front sit down, then those behind will get the message. Sit down, please, in front here. You're not going to do it? You're going to skip? Yeah? Okay. Hare Krishna. No, they're going to skip. One other request, if everybody would put their mats away before you leave, it'll make the cleanup go that much faster. Please put your mats away before you leave.
Are there. Look at the sheets.
And we are handing out sheets so everyone can sing along.